Hello, thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 27 today, verses 9 and 10. That's Proverbs 27, verses 9 and 10. It says, oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel. Do not forsake your friend or your father's friend, and do not go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor who is near than a brother who is far away. Now, this is an interesting passage of scripture because it's actually saying that it's better sometimes to go to friends than family when we have trouble. Well, let me just kind of lay this out for you, and we'll get our challenge from this section today. True godly friends are a gift from God. The type of friend described here is the type who will bring you closer to God, not further away from God. These types of friends are actually closer to us than family at times. Let me show you what I mean. In Proverbs chapter 17, listen to verse 17, Proverbs 17, 17. It says, a friend loves at all time, and a brother is born for adversity. We go in chapter 18, verse 24. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. I'm not saying that you should never be friends with your family. I hope you are. But we also have to be honest and say sometimes our family aren't the people that are closest to us, that there are some godly friends that God has blessed us with who actually bring us closer to the Lord and don't draw us away. We're not talking about ungodly companions and friends that actually pull us away from the Lord, but godly ones who stick closer than a brother. Actually, do you realize that the Bible shows us that Jesus wants to be this type of friend to us? That he wants to be that friend that's closer than a brother? In John chapter 15, listen to what Jesus said in verses 13 through 15. John chapter 15, verse 13. Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Did you catch that? Jesus says, I'm going to lay my life down for my friends, and I call you my friends. But then in chapter 20, we see after his death and after his resurrection, it goes even deeper than just calling us friends. In John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18, we see on the resurrection day, it says, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and she went, and as she went, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him. Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her. Notice how Jesus before the cross said, I don't call you servants anymore, I call you friends, because no greater love is this than a man lay down his life for his friends, which Jesus did. But after his death, after his resurrection, he had now made it so that we could become children of God and co-heirs with Christ. And he said, go tell my brothers to meet me in Galilee. Folks, there are godly friends that God blesses us with, and hopefully they're friends that give good counsel. Oil and perfume, it said in our verse today, make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel. And don't forsake your friend and your father's friend, and don't go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor who is near than a brother who is far away. We have one who is closer than a brother. We have a friend who's closer than a brother. He lives within us. He's with us 24 hours a day. When we trust Christ as our Savior, he comes to indwell in our hearts, and he wants to be our friend, and he wants us to understand our relationship as brothers. And so today, take full advantage of the friendship you have with Jesus. Some of you say, well, I don't have any friends. Oh, what have you just said about your Lord? If you say you don't have any friends, you don't really have taken advantage of or really appreciate the great relationship you have with Jesus. Experience that today. I hope you do. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.